There aren't too many rituals that we Unitarian Universalists have in common. The vast majority of congregations light a chalice at the beginning of worship services, covenant groups, and some meetings, but not all congregations do. Many UU congregations celebrate an annual flower communion, yet I don't think it's even most of us that do. Which for some of us is a very sad thing, because we love the flower communion here. Back in 1967, the Reverend Peter Rabel took songs from the hymnal that was then in use, Hymns for the Celebration of Life, and as he described it, freely translated them, creating Hymns for the Cerebration of Strife. One of the most popular, sung to the tune Holy, 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 was Coffee, Coffee, Coffee. Coffee, 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 praise the strength of coffee. Early in the morn we rise with thoughts of only thee. Served fresh or reheated, dark by thee defeated, brewed black by perk or drip or instantly. I have to finish it. No. I gotta finish it. Though all else we scoff, we come to church for coffee. If we're late to congregate, we come in time for thee. Coffee, our one ritual, drinking it habitual, brewed black by perk or drip or instantly. Last verse. Coffee, the communion of our union, symbol of our sacred ground, our one necessity. Feel the holy power at the coffee hour, brewed black by perk or drip or instantly. So there's that, the coffee hour, yet not all of us drink coffee. No, the one ritual that I believe is celebrated in every Unitarian Universalist church is what we're about to do here today. As far as I know, every Unitarian Universalist congregation marks the transition of its young people from being youth to being young adults. We don't have a first communion. We don't have a confirmation. We don't have bar or bat mitzvahs. We don't send our young girls and boys out into the woods to come back adults. Instead, we have the ceremony of bridging. Bridges are symbols with deep roots in our cultural consciousness. From the bridge over the River Kwai, to a bridge too far, to bridge of spies, bridge of Terabithia, and of course the 1995 classic, The Bridges of Madison County. Bridges evoke so much. Fundamentally, bridges represent getting from here to there. Here to somewhere else. They cross some kind of chasm, connect two places separated by some kind of gulf. Some bridges take a long time to traverse, and some have a very short path to travel. Some bridges are solid. When you're on them, you feel safe and secure. Others are a little more sketchy. Some are improvised, rather impermanent, and others you know can last for centuries, like those bridges in Meghalaya. This morning, I want to lift up three messages I find in this metaphor of the bridge. I'm talking particularly to our bridgers, of course. Yet I think we could all do well to listen. First, even on the most solid of bridges, crossing over from here to there is an act of faith. We don't always know where there is. We generally know where here is, but where there is, we may not know. And what's waiting for us on the other side, we may not know. Sometimes you're not even all that sure of what's underneath you. What's supporting you? What's holding you up? What will get you from here to there? Yet we all have to cross over the bridges of our lives when we come to them, no matter how unsure we may be. Now, we don't always have to be in a rush about it. Sometimes we can take our time. Eventually, though, we all have to cross the bridges of our lives. If we want to keep moving, that is. If we want to be truly alive. The second message in bridges is that crossing over a bridge can be a dangerous thing. That's why so many movies set a fight scene on a bridge, because it ramps up the tension. Because we all know viscerally that there's danger when you cross from here to there, because there's always the danger of falling. Now, of course, some bridges don't give us any cause for concern. They're not all that high. And they're solidly built. And there are other bridges that might have some danger, except that they are built to protect you, to assure you that you'll be safe. Now, there are some bridges that are truly dangerous to traverse. We know that we cross over them at our peril. Yet even these bridges, we have to cross if we want to keep moving, if we want to be truly alive. The truth is, when you come to a bridge like this, and I hate to tell you, if you're doing it right, you're going to come to bridges like this more than once in your life. When you come to a bridge like this, and maybe especially when it's a bridge like this, it's actually far more dangerous to our life's journey if we refuse to cross over and instead settle for staying stuck where we are. So that's two things. As we live our lives, we will be faced with crossing over a bridge, the end of which we can't know, and we will have to cross them even though we know it can be dangerous. The third lesson comes specifically from those living bridges of Meghalaya. The third lesson is that the bridges that are strongest, that will truly stand the test of time, are those that we create with others. The bridges that will hold us best are bridges that are alive, because they grow and they evolve, but also because they are made with living and loving hands. You who are bridging today are about to cross a bridge from here to there, from being seen as youth to being known as young adults. And this bridge you cross has been lovingly built and carefully tended by your parents, your siblings, your friends, your teachers at school, your teachers here at church, the people who make up our Unitarian Universalist faith. and all of those who have crossed this bridge before you. You too have a part in building this bridge, because as you cross it, you leave something of yourself. You add your own unique beauty, and you strengthen this bridge for all who will cross over it in all the years to come. In this distinctively Unitarian Universalist ritual, one of the few shared by every Unitarian Universalist congregation, we recognize that you are young adults, that you've reached a milestone, a turning point, a transition in your lives, and that we, as a community that loves you, recognizes and marks this moment and honors your passage. Oh, one more thing. Despite the roughly 1,200 words I've just spoken, in the end, it is up to you to determine just what the bridges of your life mean to you. It's up to each one of us to glean the message we most need to hear. I invite us into a moment of silence.